We are here today for Connections Over Coffee, but I'm a little coffeed out already this morning, so I am now drinking my bubbly, my fizzy water. It's my go-to, so that it was my way of getting away from drinking sodas, and because it's got the fizz in the water, and it comes in different flavors, and it's zero calories, zero sugar, zero all that good stuff. So I switched to that. And so for you gals that are listening, we don't have a particular topic today, but I will just start sharing because it's all about making connections over coffee, and we're just going to kind of go around the room. And for me, I have never had five move outs in a row in my rentals. I've had five boom, 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 like not like totally all at once, but almost. And one of them was a huge rehab, the couple, sweet couple. And so for how many are into real estate investing? I know Carmela is. She's got a short-term rental. I know Elise is. And I don't want to talk about real estate the whole event today, because that's, of course, it's about all of our stories. But this couple that rented this house, sweet couple, sweet then, sweet now, always will be sweet, very nice couple. And the girl even rented space for me in one of the salons as a massage therapist. And she and her husband then needed a home. And so we rented them our biggest house, which was okay. But over the 7 years that they lived there, they didn't get one dog or two or three or five. But they had like a whole kennel of dogs. And
Oh, jeez.
we kind of knew it was coming. And it got to the place where the husband would always like meet us out in the yard. He wouldn't even let us up on the porch, because you could, I mean, if you have pets, you can kind of smell it. And they had, of course, many. And so they finally bought a house, and good for them. I'm really happy for them. And so I was excited to get my house back. But when I got it back, it was a total rehab. And we have torn that house down, even took the subfloors out down to the rafters, because we couldn't get the odor and the stain out of the house. And so $30,000 later, we are ready. I just now put it out on Zillow to re-rent. Mark's got a little bit of trim yet to do, but we just put it back out on Zillow. So if you haven't seen me for the last 4 weeks, other than just jumping on my Zoom calls, and you haven't seen me all over Facebook or traveling or hiking or biking or coffee shopping or whatever it is that you always see me doing, is because I've been working on a house and painting and cleaning and scrubbing. And
God bless you.
so that's what we've been doing for the last 4 weeks. So anyway, now I say that to say this, for those of you that, you always hear these horror stories about being the landlord. And so that is the horror story, is, oh my goodness, they've only paid, $1,100 a month, and we did $30,000 worth of rehab to get this house back together. So you're saying, oh, what would be the point? And so now I'm going to tell you the point. The point is, I bought this house as it was a foreclosure, and the bank had taken it back from whoever was buying it. And so we bought the house for 65,000. I was going to say 62. This one was 65. We bought the house for 65,000. And this couple, I had it rented for 2 or 3 years before they rented it. So I collected that rent, whatever that was. I don't remember. I think it probably started out in the 900s, and we finally inched it up to the 1100s by the time this couple left. So let's just kind of say 1100, plus the 900, and divide that. Let's just take an average of $1,000 a month. Easy numbers. And we've had the house for 10 years. And so for $1,000 a month for 10 years is, I made quite a bit of money on that house. We're talking what? $1,000 a month times 12 months times 10 years. So I've collected $120,000 in rent for the time that I've owned the house. And so to put 30,000 in it is kind of like, okay, it pinches a little, because I had to, dig deep in the pockets to pull out the 30,000. But then I decided, because and Elise will back me on this one, you always want to use somebody else's money. You never want to use your own money. And of course, since I'm retired and that's the only cash I have, I didn't want to just spend it and then have to wait another, 10 years to get it back. So I went to the bank and I said, I want to refinance this house and I want to pull my $30,000 back out of the house and let the new tenant, as they pay their rent, because I bumped the rent from $1,100 up to $1,900 and I'm still low. I could rent this house for about $2,200, but I'm putting it back out on the market for $1,900. And so then when the tenant pays their rent, that's going to pay my new mortgage that I pulled the money back out. So I had the house appraised. Guess what my $65,000 house appraised for just this week? Judy, you're on mute. What do you think? 300,000? 290. You are so close. It appraised for $290,000. And I paid $65,000 for that house. And I've collected $120,000 over the last 10 years. So I can't even really be mad. Even though it was a lot of work in the last 5 weeks, I can't even really be mad.
Perfect.
So anyway, that's what real estate can do for you. So I will just say that to say this. So that's what's been going on. But I've had then some other empties. They've been a lot easier flips. I already have two of them rented. My midterm, he moved on. I already got another guy in there. I didn't even have any wait between those. He moved out on Saturday. The new guy moved in on Sunday. Mark and I spent maybe 2 hours cleaning. We just, we had to do all the linens and I put all the dishes through the dishwasher because this is a midterm, fully furnished. And we just wiped everything down, but it's a little one bedroom. So we were only there 2.5 hours and just just refreshed the whole place. And the new guy moved in the very next day. And I'm getting, and for those of you that are in real estate, long-term rental, you can get whatever the market is for long-term rents. But if you have a midterm, which is for like traveling nurses or traveling professionals, my guy is a sales rep for Home Depot that just moved in. Anyway, if you have somebody coming for 6 months, 9 months, and it's fully furnished, you can get twice what you would normally get out of a long-term. And if it's short-term, like an Airbnb or like I do in my home as a guest house, you get 4 times what you normally would get from a normal long-term rental. So I have a one bedroom that rents normally long-term rental in the $700 range, and I'm getting $1,500 because it's fully furnished. And so again, I can't be mad that I spent 2.5 hours cleaning a one bedroom unit. So I'm just saying real estate is the key to having some financial security. If you've not had any financial security in any other way, if you're not working a job where you have some sort of a retirement plan or an IRA or a 401k or something, if you don't have something like that, which I was in LTEC, and working in a salon, and I didn't have any way. I mean, I could have started my own IRA, which I do. I have a little IRA that I had started in the background. But unless you take care of your own retirement, no one's going to take care of it for you. You have to plan. And my mom sat me down at age 40 and told me I needed to get on with it. And I was a little offended at the time because I was working a minimum wage job, Judy. I was working and I said, I'm a single mom and I'm working this minimum wage jobs and I'm running up and down the highway trying to get to work on time. And I was making minimum wages and I'm thinking, what in the heck does she want me to do? And, but I understood the big picture that she wanted me to think about how I was going to put back for retirement. So my message for today and my sharing for today is start with the end in mind and please prepare yourself, because if you don't have a plan, then you're going to be chasing the dollar. You're going to be trying to take care of your bills and take care of yourself and how you're going to live and all. And I hate that kind of pressure. Hate it. So you have to plan. And I, at age 40, I had no plan. And so by age 65, it didn't happen overnight. It took me a while to build it out, but I now have a plan. So that's my share for today. So, and Judy, thank you for for humoring me there. And you were close with that 300,000, girl. Look at you. Yeah. I had no idea. We thought maybe 210, 230, and then on, you know, hopefully we went to bed the night before and said, well, maybe it'll come in at 240. And then the next day when I, you know, my bank guy called me and he goes, well, your appraisal's in. And he said, it's good news. I was holding my breath. And he said, yeah, 290. I was like, what? So, but you know what? We got across the finish line before the appraiser showed up. So when the appraiser got there, it had new carpet, new paint, new appliances, new doors, new floors, you know, and we did that. Just to give you an idea, it has a full basement, and you know how basements kind of get a little musty, and you know, sometimes they're a little damp, depending if you've, you know, the walls kind of sweat a little bit in some of these basements. And this is an older house, so it has a basement like that. Well, the basement was empty when I got the house back. The basement was empty. But when I went down there, it was creepy, and it was wet and creepy and kind of nasty. And Mark gave me, because Mark was doing plumbing, which I couldn't do, Mark gave me an actual tile scraper that you pop ceramic tile off the floor. I started scraping that basement cement floor. I ended up with a contractor's trash bag full of whatever I scraped off the floor in that basement.
You're awesome.
And then I painted the whole thing. And so by the time the appraiser got there, he goes, oh, this is a nice basement. I wasn't expecting it to be this nice. I worked 4 days in that basement, just scraping floors and painting walls and taking cobwebs down out of the rat. I spent 4 days living in that musty, smelly basement, but it looks great. So anyway, so my moral of the story is that folks do not have the things that you have because they don't want to do the things that you do. And so just know that your effort does not go unnoticed when you do roll up your sleeves and put in some sweat equity like that. And that truly is why Mark and I have put together the portfolio that we have, is because we have been willing to roll up our sleeves and get down in the trenches and do the work. And a lot of people are like, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that. That's too hard or whatever. And trust me, there are days that my body feels like it's a little too hard, but you know what? It feels good to put in a good hard day's work as well. I like it when I've had a good, busy, productive day. I sleep really well because I feel like I've really accomplished something. So,
yeah. Well, if you look at it, you were repaid what you did. You reaped the benefits of four days scraping floors, doing everything.
Well, and Mark told me, Mark says, I think that basement, he said, is what took it over the top. Because he said, sometimes you can have a beautiful house, but then when you look, you know, when you pull back the curtain and you look at the bones of the house, it's not so good. It's just decorated nice. And he said, I think we put in the work to make the bones of this house good. And he said, and the appraiser recognized that. So yeah, well, I agree with you, Debbie. Yeah, but boy, oh boy. Whew. The last 4 weeks have been a little trying. Yes, Ruth.
I just want to say I'm not into real estate. You know, I'm playing with whether I want to get into real estate. But just knowing that when you live in a house for 10 years, there is maintenance.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It may not be $30,000, but I don't know if you've taken that in consideration. But I know that 10 years in a house, you've got some stuff you've got to do.
Oh, absolutely. And because we put $30,000 in it, it wasn't all because of their damage. Out of the 30,000, believe it or not, only about 6,000 of it was really caused by them, because after 10 years, it needed new carpet, it needed fresh paint, it needed new appliances. After 10 years, it needed those things. And so, again, the actual damage that they did was probably closer to the $6,000 range. And the rest was because we really wanted to get the rents up to market. So we're showing it tonight to a couple that I think they're going to love it. We'll see how it goes.
They don't have a dog?
No, she verified they have no pets. And they have, and they're not smokers, and they have no pets. And she said they will take very good care of the house. And you know what? At some point, it just is what it is, and you just have to. That's what being a landlord or a home provider is you just have to let it go and say, you know, we will do the best we can do, and with the information that we have at the time. So they look like they would be great tenants. We're going to show them the house, and we're going to see where it goes. So. Linda snuck in there. I didn't see you, Linda. Let me get you up here. So the moral of the story is, as Debbie says, you know, your hard work does pay off, and you can actually see it come to fruition right before your eyes, which again, I'm really excited about it. We even debated about even selling the house because it's never going to look any better than it looks right now with all new everything. And we thought, you know, maybe that was the way to go. So we really played around with all the numbers, you know, should we sell it? Should we rent it? And because it is my retirement, we decided to keep it and rent it. So because it, you know, the 290 is looks great on paper, Judy, but there's nothing we can do with 290 on paper. The only way that really benefits us is if we sell the house to get the 290. And so that's why we decided to go ahead and keep it and rent it. So anyway, okay, who wants to share? Yes, Carmela. Oh, and Carmela, by the way, you're on mute, so don't forget to unmute yourself. And Carmela, I'm going to make you my co-host. Carmela is my co-host here, and Ruth is also my co-host. So I'm going to click them through. And Carmela, go ahead.
Well, I have cut back on coffee like you, but I'm trying something different. And it's a soda. It's called Olipop, but it's supposed to be for your digestive health.
Interesting.
It's only like 35 calories. So we'll see. The grape was better. This is root beer. And I'm like, eh. But I'm like, I wanted something with the fizz a little bit. It's been a busy week. Unfortunately, I have a funeral on Saturday. My one sister-in-law, her mother passed away unexpectedly.
I saw that. And she wasn't that old, was she?
No, only 63. She was gone on Sunday and then Tuesday, but she had health issues. So I've been kind of helping my sister-in-law out because she's been using me as the rock to kind of talk to and everything. And then friends of Farley and I, Monday, they found out their daughter passed away. They had their granddaughter, and the mom was in Wisconsin, and they hadn't heard from her. And so they did a wellness check, and she passed in her sleep. She was only 45.
Oh, my.
They're Nigerian, so I had a prayer service and singing yesterday. Today's the viewing. Tomorrow's the funeral. And then a lady who I'm doing her birthday party for next Saturday, I'm decorating. She lost a really good friend who just moved here to take care of her mom. Her mom was on hospice. Her mom got better. And the daughter, all of a sudden, she found out she had stage 4 liver cancer. It moved up her lungs. And then she had a blood thing going. And she passed yesterday. And I'm like, okay, I'm done. And then this coming weekend, I have a baby shower that I'm decorating for. The following week, I have a 60th birthday party. And then the week after that, I have a wedding that I'm doing the music for. So my next 3 weeks, and my husband's like, so when are we going to Maryland? I go, well, the sure as heck's not going the first part of July.
Carmela, I know, but you're, you know what? I know you're busy, but you like being busy.
I do.
Yeah. And I do too. And I know you're busy, but it looks good on you. And, And I really feel bad about the folks that are close to you that you know of that are either having health issues or have passed away. That's sad for all the families involved there. I get that. One of my favorite nail clients, she just lost her son. Oh my gosh, she's just beside herself that she just, you know, because he was, I don't know how old, probably in his late 20s, maybe early 30s. Anyhow, she just lost her son. I know. And it's just so painful to see folks going through that. But you know what? We're all in it together. And so I had one of my mentors, she posted the other day, she said, "What's another word for wealth?" And I immediately commented health. Your health is another word for wealth. Because if you don't have your health, what's the point? You have to put your health first. Your health has to be on the list. Doesn't always have to be at the top of the list. I mean, I've been, flipping this house for the last 4 weeks, but I've still kept my health on the list. I've been trying to take off at a reasonable time each day, get enough sleep each night, trying to eat right. I'm trying to do all the right stuff. And still get the work done, because your health is more important. I mean, because what good is it? What good is it if, if my house is worth $290,000, but I end up, having to spend $290,000 to try to get my health back? So your health has to be right up there.
Oh, I agree. I've been trying to do that myself. Been trying to walk. Of course, last week it was extremely hot.
Oh, yes. It's very hot out there.
I'm like, oh, my gosh. My husband about died because he turned the air off one day when he left. And it was the same day that we got the notification of the high heat temperatures. And I sent him a text so he would even see it. And he goes, oh, okay. And I don't know if it was automatic. Something told me to check. I have the app on my phone so I can check the thermostat, because I had it for our house in Maryland. So I thought, let me put our house on there.
Yeah.
To play around. When I looked at it, it was 87 degrees. I'm going, he's going in the garage. Him, the cat, they're all gone. I'm in the house by myself. So I'm like, dude, do I have to put a lock and key down? I'm sorry, I forgot. Because I'm like, you don't know what's going to do to mama. Mama can't have the heat.
Wow. But especially, at least, can you monitor it from your phone or just check it?
I can monitor it.
So you can change it. You can actually change the temperature from your phone. Good for you. Yeah.
I'm like, I got smart there. So it's like,
what's the app? Like,
I'm sorry, Judy.
What's the app?
Well, we have, this one is an Evolution. So it's like with the newer, we just got a new furnace and air conditioner like a year and a half ago. We were getting a new furnace because it was long overdue, but the guy gave us a good deal, so I just went ahead and swapped out both. So
good.
Since they would have to come back, but taking care of that. But I'm doing some centerpieces, the baby showers, like with teddy bears and hot air balloons. So I've been playing around with different things, but like you said, that's something I enjoy. And actually, I've always wanted to do the event planning before Farley and I got married, because I would do things for people. And then once I moved to Lima, there were so many people doing it. And then a couple people are like asking me, I'm like, I'll pay you this if you'll do it. And I'm like, something I like, and then you're going to pay me. I'll do it, So
yeah, you're like, twist my arm. Yeah.
Yeah. And since I decorate around the church, it's one of those things, that I totally enjoy. So,
well, and people see your work too.
Right.
Yeah. They see what you can do.
And I'm very OCD about certain things, I did something for Father's Day, and I had a young guy help me hang something because I thought, I don't want to risk getting on the ladder because my knee has been swelling up and I don't know what's going on. And I've had my brace on. And I'm like, I probably shouldn't wobble because I can hear the pastor yelling at me. And then he wasn't doing it like I was telling him. And he just ripped part of my thing. I'm like, just go away. Just go away, because you're acting like a guy. So It's one of those deals, but hopefully we'll make it to Maryland maybe by the end of the month and stuff. So, but it's like so much is going on, and my mom's doing pretty good, which I'm happy about that. But now we're kind of worrying about my dad a little bit, and he's
Okay.
like goes through his moods. He's grumpy one day, and the next day, he's lovable. Me, I'm just like, just don't call me. Don't call me, for every little thing. So,
Well, Mark tells me all the time that he's going to do grumpy old man really well.
you know what? I can't really see Mark as a grumpy old man, but he may pull it off, but he's just too sweet. He's a teddy bear. I don't think so. You'll
He
have to
has
tell
his
him I said that.
days when he's hasn't eaten all day and he's hungry. He gets a little snippy, but other than that, he's pretty good.
Well, I think most of them do that. Farley's
Yeah.
not feeling well today, so I was like his mother. So, but in an instance, I had to call the courts and say he has a hearing scheduled at this time, but he's out sick today. He's not, and they're like, oh, okay, we'll call you back. But I'm like, I did not tell them what was going on with you. I didn't give them details, but I called you off from court. And he's like, thank you. And it's like he sounds pathetic, like a little baby. And I'm like, I hate it when you're sick because you're such a baby.
Now, for those of you that don't know, her husband is an attorney, and Carmela is what keeps everything afloat there in the office. In addition to all the other stuff she does, I can't
Yeah.
even imagine. Yeah, I love it. Who wants to share? Carmela, thank you. Sherry.
Hey everybody, it's good to be here. Thank
What big
you.
stuff do you have cooking? I know Sherry's a world traveler. I always get excited when I talk to Sherry because she's always way out ahead of me.
Don't travel the world, you do.
I
I
don't know.
travel
You've got
the
all these
world,
speaking
just me
gigs
right
and
here. Anyway, I was at Penn State. For those of you who know, I'm over in that other state. But anyway, I
well,
was
you're over
at
there with
the,
Linda. Linda's over there.
yes, she is. Yes, she
Yeah.
is. So I was at Penn State in their launch box, which is a business incubator kind of space. And they have a whole huge makerspace division. And I signed up for one of their events with the thought of, I'd like to try to put the logo for the conference that I have coming up on the thing that they were doing. And he was like, we only can do one thing. And he looks at me, he kind of under his breath, he's like, just stay till the end. And I went, okay. And so, long and short of it is, I made wooden coasters that say 3D Summit on them.
Way to go.
Wow.
And so I have four of them. And so they are going to be door prizes at our upcoming summit. I also wanted to send a shout out to Linda. She and I don't know if you knew this, she and I have been meeting like every other week just to touch base on business. And we've been sharing some business ideas back and forth. Linda has been a powerhouse on giving some ideas. So
Oh
kudos
yeah,
to you,
she is a
Linda. And
powerhouse.
she's also been going through some remodel things. So that could be why she is off screen. But so
We
she's
have
been.
noise and I am not camera ready. We're on
I
week three.
understand.
I understand completely.
So from business standpoint, I found a CRM.
Okay.
Finally, I finally have a CRM that doesn't cost the farm.
Okay, do share.
It's called Less Annoying CRM for $15 a month.
Less annoying CRM.
And I do believe I have an affiliate with them. But the other thing we did was we found a way for me to send out text messages to clients in bulk. Okay. So that was the other big thing that I've added.
Now, is it through the same CRM?
No, it is not, but it will. Michael thinks that he can get some automation going and get things linked. I currently do not have my email list attached to the CRM. What I attached to it was all those people that were miscellaneous people that I needed to have information tracking and pipeline tracking, but they weren't current paying customers. And so it has been, all I've been able to do so far is clean up that list. Cause when I dumped it over, it had all of my personal people, all of my miscellaneous business people and stuff. And some people were in there like five times. I'm like, how come I was saving people email addresses five times? But you know how that is when you're on your phone.
I've done that when you're on your phone and somebody goes, hey, send me that. And I'm like, okay, give me your email. And I put them in again, not realizing I had them in there. I get it. Mm-hmm. I have some of that.
And so I am in the process of cleaning that up. And I have totally rethought how the Writing Glitch podcast is going to get executed for the 2024-2025 school year. And I almost have it all booked. I'm going to do all of the interviews in August and September, but I have it almost all booked. And
you see why I said she's way out ahead of me. And Linda has her hand up. Linda, do you have a comment for Sherry?
Yes. Lower my hand. There we go. Sherry, I wanted to let you know that I was looking at that CRM after we talked. And if you run into any snags with your SMS program that you're exploring, they do have an integration with Twilio that'll let you use SMS and phone.
Yes. And we know that. That's why we picked that one.
Ah, okay.
So I do have a Twilio account. My Twilio account is for chatbots. If you know what I mean by a chatbot, like if you put a thing in Messenger and then it'll automatically send stuff out. What I didn't have was something that I could physically send an email to somebody and say, hey, yo, the Zoom link is open.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember you had a meeting with me today? That kind of thing.
Yeah, and I haven't looked at them in a while. I was using a funnel platform called Funnel Gorgeous, which was a white label product from, let me think, Go High Level. So Go High Level makes stuff and then other people white label it. And they integrated with Twilio and I was like getting ready to add that. But it's my understanding that like if you were in your dashboard in your CRM, you could whip out a text straight to that person using Twilio.
Yes and no.
Now we do know that these girls are speaking French to some of you that are on this call today.
Thank
and
you.
That's okay. Because
Yes and no. But the product that we found is not attached to Go High Level. I felt like Go High Level was much too expensive. And no matter what I did with it, it's too expensive.
Hard.
And I have that tech guy who finds me open source stuff. So it's going to cost me $20 until I exhaust all the SMS credits that I bought.
Keep me clued in on whether the SMS you're looking at is going to do everything you want, because I'll be interested to check that out.
Yeah, you'll like it.
I love it. Yes,
Judy. What was that gorgeous app you mentioned?
No, it was called Funnel Gorgeous. But please, if you need something to build websites and funnels on, don't do that. It's hard, it's expensive. And I have a funnel platform that you can build unlimited pages for $25 a month. And it's very powerful. And you'll no longer need a calendar scheduler app that you're paying $20 a month for either, because that's built in. And you can have a membership site on there at no extra cost, and. So yeah. There's a reason I'm not with Funnel Gorgeous anymore.
Yeah, got it.
Thanks. Yeah, and please, Lisa has a comment. Yeah, go ahead.
Connect with each other. So if there's something that's being said that you want to, you know, I love that Sherry and Linda are meeting up. I love that Judy, you're asking questions. Elise has her hand up, but please connect with each other. If there's something that you hear on here that's going to be helpful for you, please connect with the other person and get that information. Elise, what do you have a comment for Sherry or Linda?
As soon as I was going to start talking, there's a blender going in the background. So my apologies if you can hear that through my headphones. But I was going to say that I'm in the same not CRM, but same funnel system as Linda. And I've really been enjoying that. It's been really easy. And like you were saying, $25 a month. And like you can do the membership sites. And I've really been kind of playing with that to see where I can use it as both a website and a funnel. And it's just a really great resource.
Good to know. Good to know. Yeah, I love that. Elise, thank you so much. So Sherry, real quick, back to you. What do you have coming up next? Do you have an event or?
July, I'm off.
Okay, she's off. Okay, I get it. Good for you.
I have a couple little things that are going to happen in July, but my main goal for July is to work on the book with Jonna Lee and get that all finished. And so we have just decided that July is free. I am going to Life Surge on the 13th. Life Surge is an all-day event. Tim Tebow is going to be there. Nick Vivacek, if I say his name right, the guy has no arms and no legs. And a whole bunch of other people. I was hoping Priscilla Schreier would be there. That's who I really wanted to see, but it doesn't look like she's coming to Reading. So my sister and I are going to the stadium to see her. And so I'm excited for that. But yeah, I am off. But then August starts up and I have everything booked out for the entire season.
Good for you. Good for you. Oh, I can say I remember Sherry Wynn.
Yeah. So I was actually on the phone today with somebody from Texas to try to get a booking in Texas for the evening to invite a whole bunch of people do a meetup. After I speak that day twice. So I'm working on creating those situations mm-hmm. as well.
So you see why I said Sherry is way out ahead of me. I kind of got derailed getting this property or two or three back on the market. But other than that, but again, it's, you know, I always say, for those of you that are in any of my other courses, my Build a Better Business, especially, you have to put your focus where the money is coming in. I mean, you got to pay your bills. You have to eat. So you have to put your focus where your money's coming in. And so the rental properties are my income. So I had to kind of pull back on the other stuff and just focus on that. But it's all coming together. So who else wants to share?
I'll share.
Go ahead, Judy.
I really appreciate your comment about retirement, because my plan was a simple one. I started working for the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection on Earth Day, of course, in 1987. And I put in 20 years, and now my retirement is carrying me from month to month in a beautiful way. I'm really so lucky that that happened to me, because it was a crazy set of circumstances, but it was perfect. So there's that. Then the other thing is, I am very busy with my book on the Cuyahoga River. And I was laughing before the call really started, saying that I keep thinking I'm done with it. And then somebody says, oh, by the way, did you interview this person? And I go, oh, damn, that's a good person. I got to stop the publication and go back and get this interview. So I have a series of 38 interviews. And these are stories directly from the horse's mouth, if you will, because these are stories that otherwise wouldn't be told. And so my job as the author is to be a narrator, to drop in a few facts here and there, because I cover the history, the social value, the recreational value, the ecological implications, everything. But I get to connect these stories, and they're just beautiful, and I can't wait to be done with it. God damn it. Sorry, ladies.
Well, Judy, I can't wait. I can't wait to read it. This is amazing. I love that you're doing this.
Thank you. I took one of the interviews to a critique group, and I explained at the beginning, these are the stories that they've given me and that we've signed a release together saying I'll use it as they said it. Well, these guys tore it a new one. And some of it was typos, which is absolutely great. But some of it was also, why is this part so long? Can't you just trim that back?
No, that's how the story was told.
Well, but what it does mean in a good way is that I'm going to edit it, and then I'm going to send it back to the interviewee and say, okay, what about these changes? What do you think? And he's going to say, great, and I'll be done.
Okay.
It's going to be a joyful experience. I'm looking forward to buying a barbecue so that I can throw launch picnics at my house, because the only place I wanted to host it was like $1,500 for the event. I don't want to do that. So that's the good news there. And then, speaking of having books that I've been writing for 8 years, that one, I've also been picking up a book called Mombasa Chronicles. And I started that after I went to Mombasa, Kenya in 1989, not long ago. And I decided in 1993 to go back to school and get my doctorate. So I set that book aside. And I also set aside another book called Confidence Game. And now I'm picking both of those up because I'm going to launch into fiction for the first time. And I'm very, very excited. I have a number of books that I've collected about Mombasa because I'm writing in the 15th century. Well, I'm writing in the 21st, but the book is set in the 15th century.
Yes.
And I just found one of the authors who's a professor in Lisbon, and I wrote him a letter.
Have you gotten a response?
Not yet, but my experience with writing famous people is they love it. One of my dear friends in the world is a man named John. Oh, I just forgot his last name. Holy shit. John McPhee, who is an author of renown.
John McPhee, wow. You know him?
I know him.
Oh, my word.
And he knows me.
My goodness.
Yeah.
You see how fun this call is, because this is what connections are all about. It's getting, who knew all of this about each of us? This is wonderful. I love making these connections.
So that's the big news. And then the foolish news is on the 14th of July, I'm flying to London, because I signed up to take a cruise around the UK, Ireland, and France. And if any of you ever are interested in taking a cruise, I suggest that you look up Princess Promotions, because they have a ship called the Sapphire Princess, and it's fabulous. And they allow it for excursions at ports of call. So I'm going to Edinburgh, I'm going to Glasgow, I'm going to Dublin, I'm going to Cork, I'm going everywhere. And I cannot wait. It's going to be crazy good. And I'll be eating ramen noodles for the next year, because it's pretty expensive, but I'll do. Okay, I'm done.
I love it. I love it. I want to just jump in. Sherry has her hand up. I want to jump in and say Sally is a travel agent. So make sure Sally knows that cruise line, because Sally can probably, if somebody's interested, Sally can put the trip together for you. And some of us like to do that and some of us don't. Some of us want somebody else to put the trip together. So, and that's what Sally does. So good. Thank you for that, Judy. Sherry, did you have a comment, Sherry?
Judy, did you say you're from New Jersey?
Well, as a matter of fact, I sort of am.
I live west of Allentown, about a half an hour.
There you go.
Just an FYI.
My husband and I moved to New Jersey for, quote, a year and stayed 30.
So you're still there? What part of New Jersey are you in?
I was in Moorestown, down by Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And now we retired and moved home to his hometown, which is Kent, Ohio. So that's where I am now.
Okay.
A little further from Allentown than I was before.
A little bit.
I love it. Debbie.
I was going to tell Judy that Roman noodles aren't a bad thing, because if you look it up on Pinterest, there's a lot to do with that. You'll never get bored.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to share? Debbie, how about you?
Oh, okay. I'll just be brief. My fourth granddaughter graduated from high school, and we had her party on June 1st. And then 3 days later, I went down to North Carolina. I just came back last Tuesday. I spent 2 weeks in Charlotte living in my she shed camper in her driveway.
I loved
every minute of it. I'm telling you, it's just, you have no idea.
Well, you're looking very tan with your white top, and I can see your shoulders. Yeah, you're looking very tan there.
Well, that's what happens when you spend almost every day at the pool. I got to spend some time with my two granddaughters, and it's they want my time, you know. And so, like, each granddaughter had their own Netflix series that they know that I watch. So we watched them together. And, you know, it's just so much fun. Came home, and now I'm house-sitting for my other daughter, Heather, for 10 days. Elise, Katie, is there in Florida on a 4-day tournament. And so the family's gone for 10 days. Then I go home for one day, and I go house sit for my daughter's neighbor, but she's the only one that's paying me. Out of all these house sittings, that's the only one that I get paid for. And then my daughter, Sandy, said to me, oh, by the way, we need you to watch the house and the dog while we go on a cruise in August. I go, okay.
But you know what? It gives you a change of scenery, and you get to spend time. And yeah, it's a wonderful thing.
It is. And, you know, I've missed my class with Ruth, so I got to make up for that. And luckily, Heather has a pool. Sandy has a pool. So I'm not going to be missing out on that at all. And in case anybody, if you didn't know this, Katie, who's the oldest here in the house, she has been raising ducks. So I have been taking care of the ducks every day. Need I tell you, you have to get up early to let them out. But they have this really great cage. And Saturday, Rick and I
finally finished putting everything in the garden.
Okay.
So now we have 36 tomato plants. Oh, you know, I should have done this. I was going to. We have these 3, maybe 4 foot wide wild something from last year's putting the garbage in the garden that has grown. We have no idea yet what they're going to be, but they have lots of flowers. Lots of flowers. And I'm not kidding you. They spread out at least 4 feet. And they have all these little stringers. I've been expanding my bird sanctuary in the front of the house. Now I'm just looking for a bird bath. And I don't know. I'm just loving it. I'm loving this.
Good. Living life the way you should be. Good for you. Good for you.
Absolutely.
Go, Dan. And
I'm reading. I'm constantly reading. I'm telling you, I've been reading more books, but I go to Goodwill and buy them, and then I take them back to Goodwill. And I've started writing little notes in the book after I read it, so that whoever buys it next knows whether it's worth it or not. So,
what a great idea.
Yeah. Lori gave me that idea after I picked up a book to buy, and it already had a message in it from the person that purchased it as a gift for somebody else. And I'm, you know, that's a good idea.
That is a great idea. I love it.
How many times do you pick up a book and you wonder, you just, you know, you can read the back, you can read the inside, but you never know. So I'll have tomatoes in September if anybody's interested.
Oh, yeah. You'll have a lot of tomatoes.
Yes. Yes. But, you know, I forgot to mention that Rick made me those raised raised beds that are on a frame. Mm-hmm. And I now have 4 of them. And I have one that's just full of strawberries. I don't know if I mentioned that on the last call, but I'm telling you, I actually put 2 pineapple cones into the raised garden and they're growing, which really surprised me.
You see this? I do not have any green on this thumb anywhere. So I envy Debbie's green thumb. She grows all this stuff. And I know my big dilemma is it's just time. Wherever your focus goes is what grows. And I don't focus on that. So it doesn't grow. And I know that. I know it's my problem. But anyway, Debbie, thank you. That is wonderful. We have 3 hands up. Ruth, how about you? You first. I saw your hand up first. There you go.
I'm on my phone and I have to figure out where my mute button is every time instead of on my laptop. But Debbie, I just had a question for you. How do you keep up with your gardens if you're house sitting so much?
Well, I have been told that I don't have to spend every minute here. So I am doing just that. I run home and every other day, and Rick is really good about it. In fact, because it's been so hot, mm-hmm. we have all these hoses that are hooked together mm-hmm. from the house and stretched over to the garden, which makes it a lot easier than filling up a watering can and walking over to the garden and stuff. But he's really good about, you know, pitching in, and poor Doodles is just realizing that, okay, it's the summer, mom's going to disappear for a while, but you know, I'm amazed at even the popcorn. We are going to have popcorn again this year. Thank goodness. Mm. So
I love it.
Thanks.
I love it.
Thanks. Thanks, Ruth.
Ruth, we're going to circle back to you, but Elise has her hand up. Elise?
I was definitely just thinking that, you know, everybody's kind of just trying to figure out their way. And I felt the same way, like, oh, there's been so much stuff to do. But I want to ask, can anyone imagine how hard it is to be a virtual assistant without a mouse? Because I didn't even know how hard it was to be a virtual assistant without a working mouse using the little tracker pad on my laptop. Y'all.
Forget about it. Could not even function.
No. Oh,
I went to Florida one time, Elise, and I forgot mine. And I was getting ready to teach the Build a Better Business. And I was going to share my screen and go through all this stuff. And I actually sent Mark out to buy one in Florida because I had forgotten to take mine with me. I said, I am not doing this call without a mouse. You got to go buy me one. And he ran up to the closest Walmart and bought one.
And so it's worth it because I'm telling you, then I found out that the mouse that I got, it probably is under warranty, but the store I bought it from has closed down. So I can't even retrieve the receipt to try and send it back. Throw the whole thing away. It's fine.
I keep one in my go bag and I keep one at my desktop.
I do that now. Yes. Sherry, good point.
Keep the wired one on me at this point.
I love it. I love it. Elise, that's a good share. Sally, how about you? Yeah, I saw you had your hand up.
Yeah, I just wanted to share that although I really never say I'm writing, I am actually writing all the time, not just in my head. But, so I decided to, part of my writing is the newsletter I just came up with. I've got to do this because people are asking for a newsletter. So I put together a really pretty comprehensive one, I think. And I also updated my contact list. So I have a category now in my contacts, this Mermaid Travel newsletter. I've got 80 contacts in there. So I sent out the newsletter. You got one, Debbie, right? Debbie?
Sally said she sent it out and I just haven't had a chance to read mine yet because I've been busy today, but
I responded back to her.
Yes. She liked it. So that's what I've been doing along with, we did a few little upgrades to our bathroom, our main bathroom, just to spiff it up a little bit. But we got this cabinet. It's 5 feet tall. 2 feet wide, I think a foot deep. We got it from Amazon. So, Debbie, when you had your fireside chat,
yes,
I had to leave because we were in the process of putting that cabinet together. I have never seen anything that had so many screws for each section. How many sections? It's very pretty. It's gray. It looks great in the bathroom. I changed out the sink faucet and the bathtub faucet and the drain and the cabinets, doors, just builder grade cabinets. So the vinyl was peeling off. So I just took it off and painted the front of the cabinet doors gray, a darker gray. So looks like without a whole lot of money spent, it looks like a whole new bathroom. You know, so I was proud of that accomplishment. Of course, I redid my office. I'm making hand gestures like y'all can see me. So I can't talk without doing that.
Oh, that's funny.
But in between times that we're getting ready, speaking of books, I've been downloading books from BookBub onto my Kindle, my phone. So I'm loading it up because we're leaving 2 weeks from Friday for Paris, for our Paris to Normandy cruise.
How exciting.
About that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we are excited about that.
Now, how long are you going to be gone?
8 days.
Okay. Wow. Oh, I love that.
Yep. Super excited. But in next month or August, we're going to visit my son and daughter-in-law in Connecticut, my grandkids.
And you know, September, that's going to be a great time of year, I think, in Connecticut, because it's still going to be some great weather. And yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a great time to be there.
Yep. And I think September, we're going to go to Cooperstown. So it's nice, as we've been talking about, it's nice to just be able to, let's go here. And we don't have to wait till weekend. I don't have to ask my boss if I have permission to take time off. Well, I ask myself sometimes, but that's just me. So compared to all of you wonderful ladies out there, I've been like, I feel like a slacker. But I've been working on trips for people, and there's a new magazine coming out in different areas. It's called Be Local. So I met with the guy who has a franchise for like the Pickerington area and now Winchester. And he wants me to write an article, what I like about this area. So it's due the end of this week. So it's like.
Now, have you been on some of our calls where we use Chat GPT to maybe start our outline or to help with our writing, mm-hmm. or do you just plow ahead and write from scratch?
I mostly just write from scratch.
I like both, but if I'm under a time crunch, sometimes I'll sneak over to Chat to get my outline, and then I can mm-hmm. I feel like that gives me a little more direction.
Now, I have used on Canva, a feature called Magic Write.
Yes.
So you can, yeah. So, you know, I may do an article or something about a trip coming up, and I'll just take their suggestions on how to punch it up. And
mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't use it to do any research, but yeah, I just usually plow. So when I talk about writing in my head, I do quite love that. So when it's time to actually put it to paper, I kind of know what I'm going to say.
I love your blog.
Yeah,
I love your blogs. Yeah. I can't wait to see the newsletter. I love the blogs.
Okay, so that's what I've been up to.
I love
looking
it.
Looking in the garden.
Debbie, did you have a comment for Sally? I see you have your hand up.
Sally, just keep it up. You're doing a great job. And you're an inspiration to all of us, really. I mean, all of us ladies on this call today just inspire each one of us. But the one thing I forgot to mention also was that I know we're all deep Christians, but my sister lost her husband a week ago.
Oh, Debbie.
He passed. But he passed with his family, and he was at home, and it's exactly what he wanted. And I'm going to be going up to Buffalo, West Seneca, for a celebration of life. That's where they're going to do it, because that's where all their friends are. Even though they are in Oklahoma, they have so many friends, and Tim's family are back there. So. I just ask for everybody to, her name is Diane. That's my sister. And just keep them in your prayers she called me the other day and she says, you know, somebody asked me a question about my relation to Tim. And she goes, I had to use the word widow for the first time. And it just broke her apart. And she called to tell me that. And I can't even imagine what it's like.
I remember the first time I had to identify myself as a widow.
Yes.
And it just knocked you back.
Because you don't think it's going to be you. I mean, you know, you've never pictured yourself that way.
Right. Right. Crazy. And they were 48 years. Married. So anyways, that's all I
How
wanted
old is
to
she?
Mention. She's 67.
67.
Yeah.
Tim, yesterday was International Widows Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lord, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And like some numbers that I heard recently were that like the average age of a woman who's newly widowed, the average age is 55, which sounds so young. And because we
Yeah.
think of little 85-year-old ladies as being widows, but it happens all across the spectrum of life. And, some women are widowed at age 30 and 40, So I'm so sorry to hear of her loss.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. She's when Tim had his stroke, she had to learn everything, and everything that she never knew how to do, she had to learn. And I'm she even gave me, and the example was how to transfer money from one account to the other. And I was like, well, but it's those little things that you don't think about until something happens. And it, what it's taught me is I'm not going to be in that position. I'm working on putting things together for Rick and I because I don't know what's going to happen. We're both in their 70s. So,
Yeah,
anyways.
that's the best thing you can do for your kids, Debbie, is to have all those things right
Yes.
then. We spent our
Well,
37th anniversary.
now don't forget everybody on this call that this is what Linda does, is she's got a whole legacy program to help you put all
Right.
of that together.
That's right.
Yes.
That's
You
right.
may not know that.
Just a
Well, Linda,
comment.
this was before I knew you. Yes.
My husband passed away last September, and one of the first things I did was put our house in a trust for our daughter so that she wouldn't have to go through anything except just get the house.
Yes.
There's so many things associated with losing somebody that you don't even dream of. You just can't imagine. And
Yeah.
believe it or not, I'm still dealing with the fallout from this. It's all good, but you never get over it.
Judy, I'm sorry you went through that. I know we've lost parents, and it was like my mom was the last parent of my mom and dad to pass, and Mark's dad was the last parent of his mom and dad to pass. And so it fell on us. It didn't fall on the spouse to figure out. It fell on us as the kids to figure out. And so that's probably the best lesson we had was having to figure it out for parents, and we didn't want our kids to have to go through that. So I get it. Yep, I get that. Absolutely. Oh, wow. Well, Debbie, condolences to your sister, and Judy, sorry for your loss. And of course, Sally's lost a husband, and Linda's lost a husband, and I don't know if the rest of us haven't yet. Carmela's taking care of parents. I get it. Sherry, you've been through it. Yeah, we all have to take our turn. So, we're all in this together, ladies. We're all in this together. So the best we can do to support each other and lift each other up. We got to hear everybody share except Linda and Elise, I think, and Ruth. Anyone else? Would one of you gals like to share?
Before they do, we're all in this
Together.
together. I'm sorry, I couldn't not do this.
Oh. Sitting here
I'll
laughing.
share right quick.
Like many of you, I've been really juggling. So a lot going on with the house, which is all for the better, S super grateful for the progress that's being made, and it will enjoy it. And then when we are ready to sell and move, it'll just be enhanced in value. I'm looking at possibly starting to do meetups now. And Kathy and I have been talking about maybe me taking over one that she wants to shed from her roster. And because you pay for the ability to have meetings,
I figure I'll go ahead and maximize the value from that subscription by having possibly three separate meetups. And my thinking at this point is one, continuing with the basic idea of having masterminds and challenges. And I think with an idea toward using it for marketing, I'm growing into how I'll morph that for what I do, but another one will be on the legacy piece, mm-hmm. Where people can share and learn and grow important ideas like what we were talking about today. And the other one will be on funnel building for entrepreneurs or people who have a message they want to get out, how to build their own web pages, landing pages, how to collect emails, because that is one of your biggest assets in business, and how to reach out to people once you have those emails. So I think that with the power of Meetup being searchable, people who are in need of any of those kinds of things should be able to find me.
I love that. I love that. And for those of you that have been on some of the other calls that I'm doing, and once you understand how Meetup works, if you have a Meetup account, it allows you to have three separate meetups, three separate topics, three separate times, it's totally three separate groups, if you will. And you just pay the one fee to get those three on their basic plan. And so I encourage any of you that have a meetup that you're paying for, think of how you can use those other two groups or other two sections of that meetup, because you can have up to three. And so what I'm doing is I have actually nine meetup groups. So I have three sets of three. And so what I'm doing is I'm downsizing three of my groups, and I'm giving them out to folks that are in this, that's in my Build a Better Business. And so I'm downsizing three of mine to where I only have two sets of three instead of three sets of three. So I'm giving up one subscription of Meetup, if you will. And so that's where I offered Linda to take one of those groups, because it fits into what she's doing and she can morph it into using it for marketing for her. Debbie picked up a meetup that way, that an administrator was stepping down and Debbie was there at the right time at the right place and picked up a meetup group. And that's what has turned into her Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks podcast is from a meetup group. And then Ruth joined a group. And the administrator, I think, am I right, Ruth, just kind of handed the group over to you, so to speak? Is that how you ended up with your meetup group?
Eventually, yes.
Okay.
And then I took on another one, too. It hasn't really taken off, but the one that I first did has really taken off.
Okay. Now, do you pay for those? Are those yours in your account now, or is she still paying for the platform?
They're in my account.
Okay. So you can have up to three in your account, just on the one account.
I've maxed out my three for the time being then.
Okay. Okay. And see, that's what I did. So I started another one and maxed it out. And then I started to get a third one and maxed it out. So now I'm trying to shrink down, you know, mm-hmm. because again, I talk all the time about testing and measuring. And so at the end of the year, see which ones are working for you and which ones aren't. And if they're not, right. maybe they'll work for another person that has a message that can really work. It's like Debbie working her garden. You know, I don't work my garden, which is why my garden doesn't work. And mm-hmm. what happens is I can't work all of those meetups to really bring them into where they need to be. And that's why it's probably better for me to hand off a couple of those to some folks that are going to work the groups, because they will work for you if you work the group. So anyway, that's my explanation on Meetup, if anybody didn't quite understand the whole Meetup thing. So, Linda, thank you so much for sharing. I'm excited to see where you're going with everything. I love it. I think it's great. You're like Sherry. Your business just keeps inching forward every, and I know you've got a lot on your plate with this house remodel, because I get that. Mm-hmm. but I see you inching forward every week. You're just adding more and more and more, and you're getting more clear on your message. And I think too, you're finding the stuff that you like, that you're good at, and you're now including that in your services and products. Is that fair to say, Linda?
Right. And like you, I am downsizing some things. There's a local, like, brick and mortar women's networking group that I'm a part of, and I've been an officer for a while now. And I put it out to the members, like, I need to step down so I can focus on my business, and I need somebody to step up and do this. So fortunately, we've got that covered now. And now I can really, like, come out the other side with the home remodel, but also just really be head down, you know, focusing on going forward with these wonderful ideas and ways to reach out and bring value to other people. And some of them by, you know, by dint of numbers, some of them will want to work with me in additional ways.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And virtually, because it's now everyone, I think, or most everyone is comfortable with connecting virtually, you can reach so many more folks. Your message can get out there. You know, I have folks all over the world that are tapping in to my courses and my replays that I never dreamed. And so it is kind of exciting to see how it grows. So, Linda, good job. Gosh, I can't wait to see where you're going. I love it. Anyone else? Ruth, have you had a chance to share, or Elise?
So I'll share just briefly. I know we're running out of time. I don't know. We may be even over time. I don't even know where I want to go with this. I did tell my personal coach that my intentions for these summer months was to be present, to enjoy the summer and be present, and bring calmness and peace into any environment that I was in. A little bit more on the meetups. And I totally agree that the group that Kathy made reference to was a local Lawrence, Kansas group that I took over. I immediately changed it to an online book club, and it has taken off very, very well. And we have people from all over the United States in that group. And if I would have kept it local, then they would have missed out. Mm-hmm. We've done two books, or we're in our second one right now. We did Atomic Habits first, and then we did Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It. And we've only done two sessions out of six in that one. So if that's something you're interested in, let me know.
That's
other than that, the comment about wealth and health was very good, because not only does it take your time and your energy, but it takes your money. Mm-hmm. If you're having to pay for health things and that type of stuff. So it's just something to keep in mind, that, you know, do maintenance. And yes, I'm really having to focus on my health here this spring and probably in the summer too. Went back to PT and maybe looking at some surgery. I don't know yet. So that's taken some of my energy. And then the other thought that I want to leave you guys with, and I do say kudos to the people that are going gung-ho on what you're doing and stuff like that. But we have seasons. We have seasons in our life. And this was it wasn't from Atomic Habits, but it was from James Clear, that author, in one of his newsletters. He says, think ahead about your time commitment that you want to have in any endeavor that you do. And Linda made reference to this, that she's downsizing, you know, getting rid of some stuff so that she can do it. But think ahead, like, you may want an awesome business, but do you want to work 40 hours a week in this mm-hmm. season of your life? You know, now if you need the money, then that's something you've got to consider too. But it's all in there. And to think through what that is. And yes, we are going to be doing some traveling this summer. And Tom and I just got back from a little trip. We celebrated our 49th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
And that goes right along. That goes along right with all of you guys and what Debbie was sharing about losing a husband, or her sister losing a husband. And so do take the time to celebrate relationships, no matter who it is, whether it's a spouse, whether it's parents, whether it's children. You never know when something's going to happen. And I know, Camellia, that you did that. You had some of that too. So with that, I'll say goodbye.
Ruth, thank you so much. That was a great share. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mark came home the other day from having lunch, and he was there for an awfully long time. And he finally got back and he said, I didn't get anything done today. And I said, you didn't. And he said, no, he said, I ran into this old guy at a restaurant. And he said, we got to talking. And he said, and he just wanted to tell me his life story. And I told him my life story. And he said, and I just spent the afternoon talking to this guy. He said, so I didn't get anything done. And I said, Mark, I said, I think you probably got the most important thing done today. And he said, I hadn't thought of it like that. I said, that probably was the most important thing you could have done today. So yes, those relationships are so important. And this was the stranger that just needed to talk. And Mark was there. And of course, anybody that knows my Mark knows he can talk. So anyway, Elise, how about you?
It's another beautiful Monday. I am just kind of reliving the gratefulness. I know we were all talking about how loss has touched all of us, and I haven't lost anyone close to me recently. But one of my friends just lost her mother the other day. And, you know, you don't think about how that can touch you or your friends. And like, I think she's a little younger than me. So maybe she's 27. So just to think about that and like, what would I do in that moment? So I'm having gratefulness, and also in my business as well. You know, as much as I've been kind of irritated a little bit about not having a mouse and like everything taking me four times as long because this is not what I'm used to, I'm like, you know, I have the opportunity to do these things. I could be in somebody's office under fluorescent lights instead of at a boba tea shop talking to a bunch of wonderful ladies right now. Like, there's so many things that I can be grateful for, and just kind of having that that purpose and like what I actually enjoy doing. So reminding myself of that and trying not to be so hard on myself as a business owner at any stage of this, because we're choosing a path that's much different than a lot of people, and where you're going, nobody else can go. So that's why I can feel lonely. But just like you were saying for Mark and for all of us, that connection and being able to speak with people who do get it. Mm-hmm. That's all I can ask for. I'm here. That's what I got.
Absolutely. I wish I knew what I know now when I was Elise's age. I was just out there just, you know, trying to make a paycheck and pay the bills and didn't even really know what life was all about. And Elise is so much further ahead than where I was at her age.
I'm kidding. So, I'm actually jealous. Let's just get right down to it.
I mean, it's not without great counsel, ladies.
I was fulfilling other people's dreams. You know, I got pulled into the family business for a full long-term career, and then in a whole nother career with my deceased husband. And that was their dreams both times. And I'm pretty great team member, so I was very helpful to have around, but I wasn't going anywhere with what I was particularly gifted in and what I wanted to do. I apologize for the noise, but it's just such a wonderful feeling now to be on a path of my own choosing, using my gifts. And I'm so happy for you, Elise, that you're on that path already, and such a smart gal and so motivated, and the skills that you bring are going to bless every single one of your clients. So only good things ahead for you.
Linda, thank you so much.
I couldn't have said that any better. Linda, thank you so much for that. Elise, everything she said.
Everything she said. And my dad said, every day you get to walk a path of choice, not by chance or by happens. Like, it's amazing. So I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, I love that. I had the opportunity to meet Elise's dad when we were in Florida a couple of times ago, and we had a wonderful afternoon together meeting up with Elise and her dad. So that's kind of fun. So I do that wherever I travel. If I know I'm going to be close to any of you that are on this call, I'll let you know if I'm going to be close by. So good news. Anyway, I want to say thanks. Did I miss anybody? I want to say thanks for everybody sharing. I think everybody got to share. I definitely don't want to leave anyone out. Is there anything anybody would like to say before we go today? We're a little over time, but I think this has been a good share. We've built some great relationships. The girls put some links in the chat. So go over there and look. You can meet up with Ruth with her book club. She put her link there in the chat. Linda put in the chat a mouse that you can customize, I guess. Yeah, a comfortable mouse that you can customize the buttons. So there's some links there if you want those. So grab those before we go. And any comments, Sherry?
I have a question. Has anybody ever done a subscription box as a company?
No, but what a great idea.
Are you saying that you're considering creating one and sending to people, or has any of us subscribed and been a receiver of one?
The answer or the question was either way. Right now, there is a Facebook group that's open, a 5-day challenge. Out of a whim, I signed up for it, and I was like, on the call for the first time last night, I'm going, do I even have an idea of what to do? And so it actually had me up at 3:30 this morning with ideas. So not that I even want to start this right now, but it was like, never thought about that. So I'm throwing it out there as a, did you ever think about it? And would it be something you would be interested in? One of the things that they mentioned, though, was a virtual subscription box. And that is the one I want to try and learn a little bit more about. I don't know what that looks like. So, but anyway, we Linda.
Chat about that. We should meet up and chat about that. Let's.
Okay.
You know, okay. So Sherry and Elise are going to figure it all out, and then they'll share the next time they come on.
I'm keen to make that a three-way. That sounds
okay.
Interesting to chew on.
Yes. So include Linda in that. So Elise, Sherry, and Linda. Yes. Interesting. Yes. I love it. All right. Any last comments before we go? I want to say thanks so much for everyone being on today. I love that you all were here, and thank you so much for your sharing. I love that.
Thank you, Kathy, for this platform.
All right.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Love thank you. Later. See you later.
Thank you.
Awesome seeing you all.
Love bye, you everyone. All.
Safe travels, everyone.
Yes. Bye-bye.